So let me just get myself set up and we'll be good to go. Drop some audio in, shall we?
Yup.
Okay, so
how cozy. Nice fire. Oh.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
Okay. So the group of you, which include also first off, Demetria, still being pretty badly injured, actually goes with some of the Red Weight guys to secure the gate. It appears that they were concerned that more of the undead may arrive through the main gate. And for the moment, what was Harris's character name? It's pretty awful. Darius Kane. Is actually going with her as well. So for the moment, it's the three of you plus Ornish and some of his men heading towards Endish Manor. And so making your way through the streets of the gantry, Endish Manor, when you come upon it, looks quite out of place. It actually does have the stylings of a manor house, despite the sort of wreckage and refuse that exist amongst. Like other parts of the gantry, you do get the impression that this was once part of a mighty void ship that's broken apart, so it carries a sort of the nicer sort of crenellations and designs that would fit the outside of an imperial void ship. But it has been appointed as a sort of an almost fortress-like house. The first thing you notice upon coming upon it is from inside the house is just the constant sound of stubble fire. There's obviously something major going on in there and it involves a lot of shooting. Almost unabated, you can't imagine what would have to be shot that many times. The rattle of fire is just continuous. There are no guards.
Maybe they're just really bad shots.
That's it, yeah. It's awful. There are no guards at the front door. And in fact, the Red Wake men among you will sort of comment that it's unusual. But Endish usually has at least servitor or two guarding the front gate.
Hadn't we been to Endish Manor before? Wasn't it the old church?
That's right, sorry.
The old void ship church?
Yeah, you're right, sorry, yes. I was trying to remember if you actually had... I didn't get to the whole episode, but yeah, I think you're right, you did actually see anything.
So he went there and he was the one that sort of gave us the heads up on Gornish, and he said, oh, they like to fight rather than actually do any kind of trading. They respect strength,
yes.
Which is how we that's how we got our leg up on Vornish.
Yeah, that sounds right.
All right. So can we see anybody actually shooting?
No, all the gunfire seems to be coming from inside. You can sort of make out the flashes through some of the armored windows that make up the outside. But basically, everything appears to be inside. The front doors are actually closed, but there are no guards there. Yeah, I mean, did anyone actually lock their weapons up when they came, or did everybody stick all the weapons in?
We snuck all our weapons in.
Yeah, we did. I think it was easier for Kangoro and Lars because we've got wrist-mounted stuff, and I had a cloak which I could hide my las gun in.
Yeah.
But didn't Lucia say, oh, this is just my walking stick, don't worry about it, it's fine.
Yeah, the shotgun was a relic. Yeah, it was a relic, it wasn't a real shotgun.
And the plasma pistol?
Yeah, the replica.
And the plasma pistol was hidden under my robes because they were too busy inspecting the shotgun.
Okay. So, the rest of you may notice now that Lucius is brandishing the plasma pistol, he does so now with greater confidence in his ability to wield it.
Oh, good. I'm still not stepping in front of you, though.
That's probably a really good idea.
The Red Weight guys in Vornish look pretty concerned at the sound coming from within. Vornish turns to you expectantly. Is this what you expected?
You tell us. I wasn't expecting anything.
Obviously something is going on there. maybe the dead inside of us. I think we should.
Yeah, I think that's certainly possible. Didn't he keep hordes of them down there or something to sell?
He stored many of the bodies for Farouk. Yes, but remember that he hadn't collected them sometime.
Yes, there's probably quite a few. They're probably a bit pussy. I think we should go in there with weapons ready just in case.
Yep, the red dot is activated on my wrist mounted.
Yep, I get out my chain blade in my right arm.
Okay.
I pulled out my tiny power sword.
Vortish is wielding a bolt pistol and some sort of sword. It looks like it may be some sort of power blade anyway. But he sort of strides forward confidently and kicks the door, which is... It's not actually locked as such, so it just sort of flies open pretty readily. And the sound from inside intensifies. Just looking in through the front door, you can see lots of dead on the ground. They look similar to the things you just fought, although these ones are riddled with auto gun or stubborn fire, basically. The fighting seems to be coming from deeper within the manse at the moment. You can hear just barely above the sound of the gunfire, the sound of Edition's voice yelling directives or yelling orders, but with the gunfire you can't hear what she's saying. Some of the people are still animate enough to sort of shamble on the floor, but they've been dismembered by bullets far enough that they are not actually a threat.
Alright, so I'm just going to stride forward, and with my power sword, I'm just going to start lopping things off as I walk. Just casual lopping.
Yeah, Vornish basically stabs things in the head as he goes past. And he sort of turns back to you and comments, "These don't look like servitors to me."
Vornish, my good boy, I can see why you're the leader of these lovely group chaps. Shall we go up and see how Endish is kicking on?
He basically tells his men to hold the door and ensure that nothing escapes other than you guys and him. Well, he pretty much implies shoot anything that comes back without me.
Okay, let's do this.
Making your way further in, after you sort of cross through a few corridors, you come across a doorway on the left where a servitor currently stands rattling off. He's got basically an integrated heavy stubber, and it's pouring fire into the room beyond. Looking past it, you can see just dead crawling out of storage rooms that lead off that room and such. So sort of freeze and vaulted containers and such that are spewing forth bodies, and this servitor is just pouring fire into them. There is another servitor inside the room which has basically been knocked to the ground and for the most part ripped apart. But this one seems to be holding its own currently. The scale of...
Let's push into the room.
Well, this room, it's basically a dead end as such, but you're passing this room on the left-hand side. So you can hear Energy's voice coming from ahead. You could turn and assist this servitor fighting off the hordes, but just looking at how much is coming out, it's like you guys probably burn all your ammunition, and there's still more to come. So,
yeah, I think this is a grab and bag job. I want to grab him and then let's pull out of here whilst, and as quickly as possible.
What's the building made of?
Spaceship.
Yeah, 40k material. Ferrocrete.
Adamantium.
What's the ceramic, what do they call it? The stuff that Param is made out of?
Ceramite.
So the superstructure would be ceramite, with like a ferrocrete overlay as such. So, but effectively, yeah, it's whole plating material. The whole thing would require not much short of a melted bomb or a land strike to pierce.
Yeah, my question was going to be, can we burn it? Can we set it on fire? Sounds like the answer is no.
Some parts of the wall have been decorated effectively with sheetrock and tapestries and stuff, they would burn readily, but it would not burn the entire place down. It would gut any form of decoration and leave the superstructure standing quite free. So you're pushing on him?
Yes.
Yeah, well, yeah. let's move past him. Let's get to the front.
Okay, no worries. You pass similar scenes on either side of the corridor, so basically single or pairs of servitors with a variety of sub-base weaponry effectively just mowing into the undead, holding back the sways where possible. So you've made your way through through the manor to where you basically met with Endish last time, which is sort of like his main receiving hall. It looks like basically, I mean, the way this church is established, it's got several wings as such. Each basic wing forms out the point of the aquila, each sort of wing tip. And the zombies are spewing forth from every single direction, basically. And obviously, you had thousands of cold storage here, and they are just bursting their way out of the storage as such. And he's basically formed something of a stand here, along with several servitors who are furiously blazing away at the zombies, while a few sort of local urchins who obviously do work for him are quickly, you know, carrying spare ammunition to each of the servitors to make sure they are restocked. Endish sort of sees you, and you know, while still yelling orders, he looks sort of at you a bit pleadingly, like, you know, you can see the request for help in his eyes. He's not certain what's going on here and not sure how to handle the situation. He's just sort of taking it a minute at a time.
Well, I think we... Alright, I'm gonna... So is there a clear line between me and him?
Yeah, there is. Effectively, he's made sure he's covered his escape if necessary. So, you know, he can sort of escape in the main hall if he had to get out the front again. But, yeah, so you can make your way over to him.
Okay.
Is he actively fighting?
He's not a fighter. He's emerging not a fighter, so he's more directing what's going on.
If I yell out to him, would he be able to hear my voice, or would it be...
Yeah, you have to get a little bit closer to you. You can certainly get a bit of room to be able to, you know, yell at him.
Yeah, rightio. So I'm going to stride in, and I'm just going to start, like, just raise an arm, just start blatting out some rounds. I don't want to roll. I'm just laying down, suppressing fire down whatever the direction of one of these things are, and then I'm going to yell to him, how many do you have down below? How many corpses do you have down below?
3,000 thereabouts.
Well, we're about
and
to.
And how many have 3, you killed?
3,000. There's about 3,000 minus what you've shot. Still going to come. We need to move now.
All right. He sort of. He makes way away from where he's directing. He sort of heads over to you. Where are we going to go? There's as many of them.
I say to him,
yep, go.
What's your disposal method of these corpses?
I sell them down the line. That's the whole point.
You don't have any sort of way to dispose of them other than getting rid of them?
Well, usually you toss them into the Stygian wash.
I suspect they won't be compliant.
Give me either logic or scholastic law attaching a pre-arlis roll, so you get plus down here.
I will go...
Logic.
I will go tactica imperialis.
I will go
plus
logic,
10, was it?
But why bother?
Is it... Now, in the input value, you go target modifier minus 10, don't you? Yes.
No, you don't. You don't have to. If you don't have it, it'll do it automatically.
Oh, Kangoro, you're all over this.
No, we're saying that it's a plus 10 bonus for the actual,
Ah, in that case, yeah, you type in 10.
Okay, so...
Wouldn't have helped.
Kangoro sort of realises that, when Endish mentions, you know, tossing the bodies over the edge into the Stygian Wash, that you know, effectively this whole structure is simply just, you know, a bit of debris attached to the side of the gantry. It may be possible to dislodge the manor, you know, from the side and just drop it into the wash below.
Wait up, I have a quick question. Aren't the doors on this massive, great big void ship doors?
Yes.
On this building? Yes. Why don't we just back out of here?
Close the doors.
They're not going to claw their way through a void ship hull.
If you're happy with that as a solution.
Yeah, I sort of say, what would it take to topple this manor into the wastes?
Endish is like, what? At the same time, Vornish is like, a couple of melter bombs.
Do we have melter bombs?
Vornish sort of looks back to his one of his few crew that have followed him in. And since we've still got, you know, those supplies that we exchanged, yes? And the guy nods, I'm pretty sure they're still stable, yeah. So he says, okay, run off and get them. And he looks at you, yeah, we can make this happen. And he's like, what? No, this is my home, this is my mansion.
This'll be your tomb! I place the sword.
You can actually see, looking at Endish, like the look of resignation on his face, and he realizes that, yeah, he can argue this, but
I tell him, in response to Brother Lucius's suggestion of just locking the doors, there's 3,000 down there. We're either going to have to come back later, or we can get rid of them all now.
Yeah, but just simply throwing them over the edge, I mean, it just simply moves it to a problem we may have to face later if we're going down there.
Vornish, to you again. Why don't you lock the doors and blow it up?
Yeah, that sounds like a good plan. Let's do that. Let's lock
the
doors.
I was just about to say. How tightly can we seal this house?
Endish looks around. I can secure the doors, and I can leave some servants behind to slow any efforts they make to get out, basically.
What do you reckon, boys?
Sounds like a plan to me.
Let's do it.
Blow up a house.
Let's shake and bake this thing.
Okay, so you basically fight a slow retreat back out the main hall with Endish and, you know, his human followers, while the servant is basically left with any ammunition they have left to defend it. By the time you've managed to sort of safely get back to the main entrance, a couple of the Red Wake gangers have returned carrying what looks like some pretty old-looking melter bombs. Like, you know, they're sort of wrapped up in cloth because it looks like the housing is partly cracked as well. Like these look like they've been around for a long, long time.
It's like World War II refuse.
Before we topple it, I need a piece of paper or some sort of parchment and a pen.
I roll my eyes.
Endish produces something he's got basically a backpack with all these important points picked up, and he pulls out basically an auto quill and a piece of parchment.
Okay, I create a piece of paper that is a writ from the Ecclesiarchy saying not to open these doors, and then I stick it on the doors.
Okay. Cornish looks at you.
That's...
Will that help?
Well,
that's very
generation from now, if someone comes along down there and finds this place, they may think, this looks like a great thing to try and steal. This will hopefully stop that from happening.
Yes, because all the god-fearing are down here.
Well, Emperor Fury. They can never say they weren't warned.
The Emperor helps those who help themselves.
Not to other people's stuff.
Alright. So...
Alright, so we keep, I assume there's like one door left open and we're, you know, just piling rounds randomly down the corridor and the doors sweep closed.
Yeah. Now, I'm gonna need a tech use roll to set the explosives. Happy to give you plus 10 for taking the time to do it safely as possible.
Wasn't Harris the tech use guy?
Yes, Harris was the tech use guy.
Okay, I'll have 55 then. Does anybody have anything better than that?
I'm just gonna check the NPC.
I'd be 40.
Keep in mind that failing simply means the explosions aren't set. Only if you roll really, really badly, it's gonna. I'm gonna say more than 4 or more degrees of failure would not be advantageous.
Alright, well, now that you've said that, you know what's gonna happen. I guess, alright, I guess I'll do it then. Oh boy, what could go wrong?
We could all die. In a giant flame.
Yeah, so
alright, 2 degrees of fail.
No, because didn't you say your ability's 55?
Yes,
yeah, so you need to do it the other way around. Yeah, so anyway, so yeah, a bit of time spent set. Okay, so at this point in time, some of the servitors are starting to run along with you, and the wave is starting to make its way closer to where you're seeing these explosives. Give me another attempt. Bornish and his men to try and hold it back as well.
Alright, another plus 10 on that one.
Yep. So it's still a miss, but only by 2 degrees. So, at this point in time, pretty much there's the where you're working on the bomb, then there's a line of servitors, then about 8 meters back is the sort of the horde. One more
time. Third time's charm.
Do you want to use a fate point at some stage?
Yeah, you're the person with fate points left. Everyone else burned their fate points. Burned their fate points last time.
Is that like? Okay, yep. Can I just automatically succeed at a test? No, I can't. Not with that fate point.
No.
But you can use it to do plus 20 to a roll, was it?
Plus 10, I think.
Plus 10 before you roll, or use it after you fail to re-roll.
Alright, well I might add a use it fate point, and then add a plus 10 on top of the additional plus 10 that I get for this.
Okay, so
65. Sound good?
Yep.
Alright.
Oh my god!
But the good news is that because you got the reactivity to 65, that's only 3 degrees of failure. Not 4.
Yeah.
So, would you like to fate point to reroll one though?
Oh, how many fate points do I have left then? Not very many, I imagine.
Yeah, you had 4 left, I
think. Nobody else has got any.
Alright, oh, okay, yeah, I'll reroll that then. It's fine, don't worry about it.
I've got some fate points, but can I use them on a roll which isn't mine?
No. You can burn them to avoid being blown up by them.
Nah, okay, no, this is... I swear and blame ancient... I blame the materials that I'm working with.
Okay.
Just close the doors!
It's like, Bornish shouts, you know, forget it, just shoot the explosives!
I'll
do that.
Okay.
Yeah, use the plasma. That'll definitely set it off.
Can you wait until I'm clear?
I see.
No time!
Run!
I will take, under the circumstances, I will take agility test from everybody. I'll give you a plus 10.
If it's okay, I'm going to use the shotgun to shoot this because it's got scatter.
Yep.
And I think that's better than plasma.
Agility, any modifiers? Just
plus
straight
plus
up.
Plus 10 agility. Or dodge if you've got the skill dodge.
We are not doing very good at this.
I failed by a little bit.
Chris, have you been doing rolls? Oh, there you go. Yeah, so, everybody failed. Nice. I'm going to give everybody a 1d10 of explosive damage that is still adjusted by armor and toughness. So, first off, for Kangaroo. Wrong side. One.
Yes!
You're fine. Okay, this is for... okay, that was for Mike and for Chris. Six, so...
Oh!
So, what's your armor toughness? Will that soak it or not?
That's alright. Yeah, it's five, so one wound.
Okay. Alright, so, with a, almighty, explosion, the whole section of the gantry breaks away and, spirals down into the darkness below. About 5 or 6 seconds later, you hear an almighty rush of water as it slams into the abyss below. You can't see anything, but moments later, all that's left is the sort of this burning of the parts of the gantry which is still intact around it, and the swaying of the gantry cranes. So it seems whatever raised these things from the dead is now no longer an issue, at least. There's no more panic going on around the gantry.
So I'm just gonna like limp over and like look down and then turn back to old mate and be like, you might want to call your real estate agent. You need new... I don't think it's coming back.
He looks distraught, basically, but at least potentially a bit thankful to be alive. I guess I may as well try and make my way back up five then. What I had here is gone. At least thank you.
And what will you be doing in the hive?
Well,
rebuilding.
Find some business. Is there something you have need of? A chance?
We may, sometime. How can we get in contact with you if we need you again?
Well, I'll start in the Gallows Way. It'll take me a bit of time to get up there and talk my way past the Purity Gate. I'm sure that I can convince the Chaos of being to let me in. Maybe look for me there, or if I have to move on, I'll leave some form of message about how to reach me.
Do we want him to send a message to the
Sanctuaries?
God, what is the name of that lady?
Nils?
He's at the Imperial Gate. The Purity Gate.
Yeah, that would be,
yes.
Nils. Oath Captain
Nils.
I say that we get him to Cassian speak Nils. With her at, yeah, Cassian Nils, and then she can pass on the message. I also give him some names of Kangaroo's contacts and say we'll try and set you up with something.
Get him to name drop us to try and smooth his passage.
Why are we trying
and
to help
and
this
let her
heretic?
Know that the that
he's not a heretic.
Well,
he was selling illegally stolen corpses, which should have been tithed to the emperor to underworld people for profit.
In front of him?
Yes.
He looks like he's about to get absorbed into the crowd.
I say, everyone can serve the Emperor. Why are we stopping him from doing so now?
I can't find any evidence. There's no physical evidence of his wrongdoing as I look over the edge.
Okay then, but we're not going to help him. He should just go his way, and if he makes it up there, the Emperor wills it.
Alright. So, we sort of move on, and then I sort of give him
as
a wink.
Move on, as, he sort
as we're going.
As Endish goes to leave as well, he quickly does a surreptitious motion towards Kangaroo that you know, you should follow him momentarily, so he has something else to say to you in private.
Okay.
I'm going to walk to Lucius.
I'd say, oh no, my boot lace is undone.
Come on, Lucius, let's go. Does your boot even have laces?
Probably not.
Look at this rustic
buckles,
architecture.
Giant
we should
buckles.
Examine it closely. Alright, so you
all right,
separate cool. yourself and approach him?
Yep.
I didn't want to say anything earlier because I wasn't really sure who you were. In fact, I still don't know. But your friend's fervor leads me to believe that you may be associated with an individual that came through here earlier in the week. A person came by asking about a... they believe that Fru was involved in some sort of cult known as the Blessed Flesh. I gave them details and sent them on to the Stygian Abyss. They'd probably with the Stygian Watch down there too. So, whoever they are, if they seek the same goals you do, maybe they're an ally.
Did they seem like they were a faithful sort, or was their fervor misplaced?
No, my impression was that their interest in the Blessed Flesh was in ending them.
Interesting. And what did this individual look like?
He gives you a description, which I can't give you right now because it would be helpful if the other player was here to help describe their character. But needless to say, you have a description.
Outstanding. It's a great description too. I'm
yes.
really looking forward to actualizing.
Bruce Willis with a mohawk.
Basically, you say, tell me what he looks like, and he's like, very well. And the next scene is you catching up with the others.
Wow, you guys should have heard that description.
So who's what's the name of the bloke that's with us again?
Sorry?
What's the name of the bloke with us again?
Vornish.
So I'm going to approach Vornish. I'll be like, what's the quickest way down into the sump?
The sump lifts.
Over the edge.
I roll my eyes.
Your friend speaks
ignore
true.
Him.
Yeah,
alright, second quickest.
Yeah, the sump lifts.
Let's move there now.
Sorry?
So let's move there now.
Alright, so a short while later, you catch up with Temetria. Now, apparently their defense of the area involved basically trying to cut some of the several chains that dropped into the wash below, where it seems that the dead were climbing up from beneath. In the sort of ensuing firefight, it seems that Darius was knocked off the edge. To what end, she doesn't know, but yeah.
Can't believe Sam killed Harris.
Whoops.
Just wanted to know how it felt to be like Mike.
Yeah.
Hey!
Right, okay.
Alright, well, she's probably still looking pretty rough, so we'll tell her to stay up here and to, if it looks like it's going to go sour, to cut the cables.
Well, keep in mind, just quickly, from an out of character point of view, given that Mike has an early finish time tonight, apparently it's nearly 10 o'clock, so after 10 o'clock, I'm pretty much going to get to the next scene, and then wrap it there, and... that way, if she's available next time, then we can play with Sam as well, so...
Oh, super.
Okay, sounds
great.
Sorry? Alright, sorry, Mike, was that?
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, cool. Alright, so is there anything else that you think... Basically, first off, Voynich warns you that, you know, that you'll find very little in the Stygian Watch except for enemies. So is there anything else that you need before we head down?
Not anymore, but there are a few pieces
of equipment.
We're so good at rolling for this stuff.
I wouldn't mind a set of filter plugs and maybe some sort of climbing equipment.
Well, pretty much what they've got is extra weapons. If you want anything bladed, no problem at all. Simple sort of melee weapons like, say... ballistic weapons like, say, auto guns or that sort of thing that they would also have... That they've taken from travelers or the like, or from sanctuaries they've killed in the past. They can certainly give you some more weapons. If you want more sort of advanced survival gear like filtration plugs, yeah, probably not really. They can give you like probably some gas masks.
That sounds like a good idea. How about some gas masks?
Yeah, but they're like homemade sort of gas masks though. So
that's okay. It's better than nothing.
Better than breathing in whatever's down there.
Yeah, that's it.
a thick fog came up, and you know it was okay at this level, but down there it might be a lot thicker.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And some knives, just knife.
Yep.
Also, I just want to know if there's any more of those handy dandy melter bombs that they might have lying around.
They have one remaining. However, it is yes. The least attractive looking of the lot so far. You know, that's why they didn't bring it out at first. But they sort of.
You mean
like,
a small fusion bomb with a cracked case? That seems like a perfect item to carry around with us.
Right.
What could possibly go wrong?
Yeah, as they say, it's very much a use at your own risk sort of thing.
It's okay. We have an NPC carry.
Yeah, that's right. What do you reckon, boys? Should we take it? Alright, okay. So Lars is holding it.
Hey, what? So like, we'll just put it in your backpack. Oh crap, I have the backpack.
Now, Voynich is bringing about a dozen men with him as well. So it's a relatively large group. There's plenty of fodder.
All right, I will give the melter bomb to one of them.
Yeah. You're that orc that runs.
Yeah, in two towers.
Helm's Deep, in Helm's Deep, yeah. That you're that guy.
The first time we jump down a small ledge, we're gonna be less half our group of plebs.
First time we're gonna climb.
Yeah,
we're good at climbing.
Is there a
las gun? I've got a las gun.
Yeah, it's just the only weapon training I have. I feel like I need more than just my hidden las pistol.
Would you like a las gun?
We're going to war.
I sort of offer out and say, would you like a las gun?
I'll take that. Thank you, brother.
All right. It has some hallucinogen grenades. Don't forget. Don't forget those.
Oh god. Oh no, what? I forgot about this.
Do they have any sort of helmet?
Yeah, I'm sure they can give you some form. It's not going to be pretty, but yeah, they can certainly give you some form of...
At the moment, I don't care. I need some sort of head protection.
Some sort of pot helm, yes.
I could feel my character just like sniggering when he sees you put it on your head.
Right.
Yeah, you keep laughing when you get your brain injury.
They lead you over to basically...
You're right, I...
Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't have a helm. I have a mask. Doesn't count for anything.
Yeah, think of those sort of large, sort of gantry-style platforms that basically have like a chain in each corner. They have to be sort of lowered at a very even pace or else it will start to tip. So they basically set up a group of guys on the top level who are sort of set up at each of the four corners, and they start to, once you all board, they start to, you know, call out the rate at which it should be lowered, and occasionally it will start to get a bit wonky, and you know, someone will yell, you know, down on this side, as such, to keep it from tipping over. And it's probably a good long, at the rate they go, probably about 2 hours to actually lower you into the Stygian wash. I mean, by the time they do, the actual gantry above is just a sort of a blackness above, silhouetted by the what little light comes through the underside of the hive, basically. The actual platform does land onto a solid, almost like an island in the wash. You know, there's sort of several little sort of barge-style vessels moored here. It looks like people may come down here to effectively scavenge for goods, and there are, you know, a number of very poor-looking people here, sort of sorting through the detritus which is washed up on the edge of the sort of small island, looking for anything they can take up to trade. There are other members of the Red Wake down here who obviously guard Vornish's various barges and such, and you know, he basically takes you to the largest barge. So think of it almost like an old sort of style PT boat. So it actually has, it's not just like a flat barge, it's actually like a whole construction with an electronic or a mechanical motor. A couple of dedicated pilots on board as well. You get a strong sense of evil, Chris, coming from a clear direction, basically.
Not evil. Evil.
That's right, yeah. Whatever magic summoned the undead into existence has left its mark on this area and will take some time to pass. And, right now it's left like a psychic trail for you, basically. You know, you could easily direct the boats, even though they know where the bodies were taken. And if asked, they'll basically verify it's the same direction that you indicate that you sense this from.
Psychic breadcrumbs.
Exactly right, yeah.
All right, Lars. What is it? What do you smell, boy? Go get him! Go get him!
It's more like the fabric of the materium has been fundamentally damaged here, and it will take time to return to its natural shape.
Yeah, so it's properly dark.
Yes.
When you describe it like that, it sounds much less heresy.
And as far as light goes down here, like, a few of the workers have stab lights and that, and there are a couple of torches and stab lights attached to the barge as well, but otherwise it's pitch black. The water itself is black and oily. You know, you can sort of see, the same way the oil floats on water, it's just got like that glossy sheen. Every now and again, just as you sort of look over the water, where there's like a glint of light from one of the stab lights, you occasionally catch what looks like the shape of things moving in the darkness below, basically. Just, you know, a flick of something that just breaks the water surface long enough to quickly disappear back below again. Vaughan should have turned to you. So, we're ready to go then? Nothing else we need?
Let's go.
Yeah.
I say to him, how talkative are these workers?
If they don't answer your questions, let me know. I will beat the answer out of them. If you think they can.
Excellent. I like the way that you do business. We go over to some of them, and I sort of say, "You there, chap with the stick? Yes, you. What?
Yes,
have you seen anybody come down this way recently? Anyone not like you, more like us?"
Recently, we saw the fog roll up from the waters and head up towards the gantry, but no one came down. No, I mean, a whole building or something fell off the gantry and crashed into the water. Of course, yeah, that way, maybe 800 or 900 meters that way.
No, this is days ago.
Days ago. Well,
this is days ago.
There's those what come and go for the fortress out there. He sort of indicates off, you know, sort of in a like it's almost like he's afraid to point the direction as such, but he sort of gesticulates towards the direction that Lars has sensed evil from.
I hold up the stabilite to Lucius and say, more like him.
He looks...
Lucius, say something.
What do you mean, say something?
Surely you've got some sort of proverb about heresy or the Emperor or, you know, something about working hard down here.
They're all about heresy, the Emperor, and working hard.
Than any of them.
Yes, him. You see? Have you seen anybody like him?
He sort of looks at it a bit confused and says, strange people have come and gone for the last several weeks, yes.
Worry not, your toil down here shall see you rewarded in the afterlife in the glory of the Emperor.
Were they saying anything along those lines?
He sort of thinks about himself. They didn't say much, but there was one who... Normally those that come from the Sun Fortress, they have their own barges, but there was one who came through a few days ago who bought one of our salvaging barges from us. Paid well. The scavenger he bought it from has basically managed to settle himself now in the gantry. Maybe he's the one that you seek. He went in the same direction, though. He went off towards the Sump Fortress.
Does he look like... And then I give a great description.
Yep. he nods emphatically.
Excellent. Gentlemen, it looks like we have a third party interested.
Well, we should press on.
Lars starts counting on his fingers, and he gets to two, and he's just confused.
Right. Well, shall we press on then?
Alright, so, voices, you're finished with these wretches then?
Yes.
Let's carry on.
He sort of, you know, it just directs you onto the boat, and then he sort of turns to the helm, what factor's helmsman says, okay. Towards the Sump Fortress, and watch out for the albino beasts.
Okay.
The what?
Albino beasts.
What now? Yeah. Vroom!
The motor guns and the barge heads off in the direction of Dread. And given the time,
okay.
There, sorry guys, I'm sorry this one was foreshortened because of technical issues. But
that's okay. I just got the SMS, so I have to go. I'll see you guys later. Take care. Have a good night.
All right. Thanks, mate. See ya.